The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look back at the weekend in sport. I'm joined by Colin Bowick from Off the Ball. Colin, good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And is it going to be a Happy New Year for Manchester United? I mean, it's the story every Monday, and normally it's doomsday, but a few saplings pushing their way through the snow.
Yeah, more than that. Took over the snow completely, because who saw that coming? This time yesterday, Pat, if we were previewing the game in Anfield, we would have been fearing the worst, considering what happened at Manchester United in the previous game against Newcastle United, and then before that against Wolves and Bournemouth. But yesterday at Anfield, they were really good. It finished 2-2. Harry Maguire could have won the game virtually the last kick of the game. It was the 97th minute. Joshua Zirkzee, of course, got taken off in the first half against Newcastle at Old Trafford, humiliated there, nearly made amends. But his pass wasn't the best for Maguire, who shinned it over the bar. But United probably just about were the better side in the first half. I think overall the fair result was the draw that occurred. But because Liverpool could have won it too. Van Dijk had a chance at the end. And Conor Bradley, of course, came on for Trent Alexander-Arnold, Pat, who was desperate at right back. He was getting destroyed by Diogo Dalot. A fascinating game.
Fascinating. I mean, Trent Alexander-Arnold, obviously all the transfer news will be bubbling under for the next while. But the idea that an approach by Real Madrid, being wooed to go to the warmer climes, maybe gone to his head and he wasn't concentrating, or what?
I don't know. It's an interesting one, because he looked like a player who was distracted yesterday. But defensively, we've seen this before from Alexander-Arnold. He can be slack. And for Manchester United's first goal, Lisandro Martinez, Bruno Fernandes set it up and he waltzed through Alexander-Arnold, who had a few seconds earlier given the ball away to United. And he was doing that repeatedly. And that was the more unusual aspect, that on the ball, his distribution was way off. That's the reason he's linked with Real Madrid, Pat, is because of how good he is on the ball. But even that was poor yesterday. So I don't know if he just had a poor day at the office, or if the transfer speculation has distracted him to such an extent that he played that badly where he got taken off.
And Roy Keane suggested he'd be better, more appropriate that he go to Tranmere Rovers.
He has these in the back pocket, these comparisons. Like Erling Haaland last season was a League Two player from his overall play, and now Alexander-Arnold is going to Tranmere, according to Roy Keane. But he's still one of the best players in the league on his day. He just had a desperate day at the office. And I was surprised, as much as any United fan, about just how good Amorim's side were. And Ruben Amorim afterwards cut a very frustrated and angry figure, which is interesting.
Yeah, instead of being delighted that they stopped the rot and got a draw after four defeats on the trot and scoring nothing. So he's saying, I'm mad at my players, because if they can do it against Liverpool when passions run high, why can't they do it every week for me?
And that was mirrored by his captain, Bruno Fernandes, who got player of the match, who said the same thing. And they're frustrated with their own inconsistency. But I think what was most striking about Amorim was he said that too many people here, players, staff, everyone, too comfortable at Manchester United. And he wants to change that. And he was saying, well, you know, it's fine to have this performance against Liverpool and get a point at Anfield, but if we revert to relaxation tomorrow, i.e. today in training, then it's all for nothing. But now we have some decent fixtures coming up.
Is he looking at himself at all? Your own selection, Amorim, sometimes is questioned.
Well, you're referring, I think, to the Newcastle game, game, which was Casemiro and
Eriksen
in midfield. And thankfully, that wasn't the case yesterday. It was Kobbie Mainoo and Manuel Ugarte, who were brilliant together. And you're right, he did himself no favours in the Newcastle match. That first half hour, actually, and I spoke about this to Jonathan Eadie on Friday, was the worst I had seen United in the 11 and a half years since Alex Ferguson retired. And that, Pat, is saying something. Because there are loads of contenders for that coveted position of worst Manchester United performance. But I think it was against Newcastle. And then to go next game up at Anfield against the league leaders and perform like that, it defies logic. And I don't mean that in a positive way. That is modern Manchester United.
Now, there was another game yesterday, another draw.
Fulham 2, Ipswich 2. And their own Sammy Smadix, the Republic of Ireland forward, got on the score sheet. Fulham got two penalties to save a point at the end of the game. I mean, they've been brilliant this season, Fulham, under Marco Silva. But Kieran McKenna, the Ipswich Town manager, is doing a really good job. The one thing about Ipswich is that they really go for games, but they lose an awful lot of matches. They're particularly poor at home in Portman Road. They remind me of Blackpool around 2009-10, and even more so Luton Town last season, who were really good on the eye, but eventually got relegated. And I worry for Ipswich in that regard. But out of the three promoted sides, along with Southampton and Leicester, they're the most impressive of the three. I mean, Southampton, Pat, are one of the worst sides the Premier League has ever seen. In fact, they have the joint lowest points total for this stage of the season in Premier League history. They have 6 points entirely. They lost 5-0 at home to Brentford at the weekend. Brentford hadn't won away from home all season.
Now, staying with soccer for the moment, the transfer window and the action we're likely to see.
Well, it's difficult to know in January because clubs don't spend as much, and there's the PSR rules as well, which means that clubs are less likely to spend because they're a bit more cautionary about it. So, like, I'll tell you what clubs need. Arsenal need a centre-forward if they really want to challenge Liverpool for the title. They drew with Brighton at the weekend, Arsenal. They're without Bukayo Saka. He's out for the next couple of months. He got surgery on his hamstring. So they really struggled for goals outside of set pieces. Manchester United need everything, Pat. They could go from 1 to 11 and change it up. But I wonder what they'll actually do. Again, they probably need another attacking player. They definitely need wing-backs and wingers. Are you going to get that in January? I'm not so sure. Manchester City could do with strengthening. Tottenham Hotspur have been disastrous of late. They lost 2-1 at home to Newcastle United on Saturday lunchtime. They need to strengthen because they've their first choice goalkeeper and three of their four back line, they're all out injured at the moment. So loads of clubs need to do business now.
What's your take on, we've talked about Trent Alexander-Arnold, but on Van Dijk and Mo Salah, I mean, given they're worthless to Liverpool once their contracts run out.
Yeah, well, I think my inkling is that they'll both stay, Van Dijk and Salah, that they eventually will sign a new contract, even though Salah most recently this week said he's going to go. But I think he'll sign a new contract. I think Trent will go to Real Madrid. I think so. Two out of the three will stay and Trent will go.
Now, the only race meeting in these islands was in Nice yesterday, and I believe difficult viewing for those at home.
You could barely see it. You had to use your imagination to see what happened. And then, of course, the Gaelic football was impacted massively yesterday. Both semi-club All-Ireland senior football semi-finals were postponed because of the weather, so they'll be played this weekend instead. Your own club, Coola, was involved there in the postponements. Yeah.
Now, Matsuyama, a little bit of history made with the best finish ever.
At the century, he finished on 35 under, which is just ridiculous. Is that even golf, Pat? That's just, that's like crazy golf for these guys, the scores they're getting. He beat beat his nearest challengers with great ease, but I've actually rarely seen putting like it. It was phenomenal. 35 under is a ridiculous score to get.
All right. Colm, thank you very much for that. I presume normal service in terms of loads of sports next weekend.
We have the rugby, the GAA, the football. It's all happening next weekend.
All right. Very good. Colm, thank you very much. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.